Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and how are you? You want to get a call? Please call in. That number is... Let me see a minute. I'm trying to find the number. Okay, guys. The number is 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. And I'm thinking. If you want to give me a call for a private reading, if you like what happens, like what you hear listening, that kind of stuff, I do private readings as well. So if you want to give me a call at 740-500-8863 or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Be glad to sit down and talk to you. This month of August, we're having specials. We're at $75 for 75 minutes. We also have 90-minute sessions, which go for $77. Those are for like past life regressions, life coaching, relationship counseling. Or if you're just a person who would like to have a 90-minute session where you can have some time, that kind of stuff. We like working with couples, too, so that's actually good for those, too. And right now, we also have another special going on with that, too, as well, where all you got to do is purchase three of those 90-minute sessions. It will only cost you $150. And usually when it comes to relationship counseling, life coaching, what's the other one? We do meditations and that kind of stuff. I also do healing meditations and healing sessions, which are 90-minute sessions, where we actually work with you for about 30 minutes in relaxation, and then we do the healing. Okay, so I always recommend at least three sessions to actually get the best results from the situation. So now it's easy. You can either get one for $77, which is usually $135 for those sessions, or you can get it for $77 now in August, but also makes it even easier for you to get three sessions right up front for only $150. Also, we have these things called meditations, where we actually work with you to help you also manifest things in your own life at will and make your life a whole lot easier and realize that you can create your own reality in your own life and see things the way you want to see them. And the ideal is saying, okay, I want a television, I don't want to pay for it. And actually see something come out of the blue or someone gives you one. And it's a fantastic television. I always look at things like the best. It still can be one of those things that can come to you. Right now you can get 5 30-minute sessions with those meditations for only $100, okay? They're usually $25 a piece. And they're actually 30-minute sessions, okay? So therefore, you have the 5 up front. I always recommend 5 because, you know, it's the ideal working over these sessions until you're comfortable with the whole thing. We work with you through 5 of those sessions. And right now, it's very simple to get, too. It's only $100 to get those 5 sessions. We schedule them the way you want to. If you want to schedule them all five in a row to really get the best results out of the whole thing, fine. If you want to separate it every two days or something like that, whatever is good for you. We also do parties. We do group readings. Group readings are where we take 5 or 10 of your friends in a group setting, and they'll actually get at least a 20-minute reading themselves, okay? That's for a group reading. Usually the group readings or group sessions cost $150 for all your friends and cover the whole thing. But now for this month, you can actually get that group reading for only $75, and that covers all your friends 5 or 10 of your friends. We could also do it on Skype. We also do one-on-one readings in Skype, too. We also do parties through Skype. So if you have a party and you want us to be there, all you got to do is set up a computer or a laptop on your side of the whole thing. We'll set our situation up. And we can go through the whole thing where people just sit in front of the table, and we can still do the whole thing right there in front of them. Even palm readings, the whole bit. It's amazing just to watch the situation unfold, okay? So therefore, give us a call at 740-500-8863. Or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. All right? It'd be fantastic. I'd love to work with each and every one of you fantastic people, so give us a call. We're also looking for sponsorship for the show, too, so we can actually take our little show up from premium up to premium plus, or even the idea of pro, of working together to actually get out there to actually connect with more people. And, you know, the more we connect, the more we can actually get the message out. So therefore, if you want to work with us and we'd be working together and actually getting this message out to everybody else by improving and expanding on the show. So therefore, sponsorship is only $45 a month. And we also promote you, your product, or your service, whichever that would be, okay? So we do a fantastic job. We reach a lot of people. So therefore, think about that as well. If you just a person who doesn't really want to do the sponsorship thing, then just give us a call and donate to the show. You can donate anything you want to, anything you want. There's no limitations. You can donate anything you want to. And all the people who donated to the show, thank you. We appreciate every donation you've given us, and it's actually helped us out with a lot of things with the situation. Keep going, keep going, keep going. All right, so therefore, there you go. Now let's get on with the show. If you want to give a call in here now, get any idea of what we do and get a free reading, please do so. On this show, we do differently. We're not like any other show on Blog Talk Radio that I can think of, because we actually, when we say free readings, we mean free readings. So you give us a call in here, and we'll definitely sit down with you and talk and have a great time and the whole thing. Put it all out there for you. So therefore, we like to work with people. It's not the ideal quality. It's actually quality of what we think about on this show as well. I'm giving quality readings, not quick ones. All right, so therefore, keep it in there. I also have a friend with me today. Nicole, you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Okay, that's good. So.
Okay.
I'm just saying you haven't been on our show in a while, so why don't you tell everybody who you are, because you also do readings.
Oh,
you also have a very fantastic music career going on right now and that kind of stuff. So tell everybody about it.
Well, okay. My name is Nicole Bowman, and I am a spiritual medium, but I'm also an artist, and I write and create music for the soul. So my music is all about uplifting your spirit and creating the type of life you want. You can learn more about my music by going to my website. It's NicoleBowman.biz. You can also connect with me there if you would like to schedule an intuitive reading. But essentially, you know, I'm a light worker, as is Donnie, and we're here on this planet to help raise the frequency. And the way to raise the frequency and to help uplift others is by uplifting ourselves. So I've been writing and creating music that does that. Some of the music is political in nature. Some of it is about love and relationships. But it really all comes from the place of just loving and honoring yourself and living out the path that is meant for you. So that's what I'm doing. And I live in the Florida area. So if you do live in the Orlando, Florida area, tomorrow I'll actually be performing at the Art Affair in Sanford, Florida. And you can go to NicoleBowman.biz and learn more about that. That's what I do. And I guess tonight we're going to do readings and I guess discuss a variety of topics. Right, Donnie?
Yeah, it's going to be one of those situations where you go with the flow and whatever I get ticked off about, we go with it.
Whatever you get ticked off about.
No, it's just the other day I was on a random and somebody came in the room and started talking about compatibility. And I was just like, I went off. Mm-hmm. Because they were trying to tell me there's more people around you that are more compatible with you, and then you should consider those people instead of the person you're actually in love with. I'm like, okay,
right.
I don't think that's – and it's like you said before, there's people who have actually given you advice unsolicited. And I think people should mind their own business. Unless you're asked. Like when we do psychic work, they say, well, is that the same thing? I said, no, it's not. People come to us and ask us questions. Mm-hmm. In the process of asking us questions, they're giving us permission to actually probe their lives and look in their future and look at these situations. So we get permission. But if someone doesn't ask you anything, then they're not giving you permission. And I don't think you have the right to do that. I mean, I've told people before that mm-hmm. when I run into people that make me feel weird, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. my freaking spidey senses kick in big time because my angels and guides are saying this is a suspicious person. So, of course, I'm going to probe into that person. But if a person is just sitting there and I don't feel anything with them, I'm not going to sit there and tell them mm-hmm. anything unless they ask me. I think that's just respectful in the whole thing. And also, one thing, I don't like people that do this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You give them advice. They go out and live their lives. They change a little bit about certain things. And then they want to come back and give you the same advice. Okay, mm-hmm. that's good in a sense that we, you know, we all pay attention to the signs and all the messages that come to us. But I'm talking about people who think they know what they're doing, the process of, okay, you gave me some good advice, so therefore I'm a good, that must make me a good person too, so I can give good advice too. But all they're doing is just regurgitating mm-hmm. what we just said to them, to us, because they think that's the right advice. So they're not really listening to themselves. Mm-hmm. And they're not
To interject as well, I think that oftentimes when people are giving advice that is unsolicited, the vast majority of the time I found that people that keep dispensing advice, it is really because they're struggling with something in and of themselves, and they're having their own insecurities and their own issues. Mm-hmm. And rather than dealing with those issues, they're looking at it and seeing it in other people. And so it's kind of like, I don't want to correct myself. I don't want to really challenge myself. I'm more comfortable pointing out what's flawed in you
mm-hmm.
And projecting that and putting that onto you. So I don't have to deal with, you know, things that I need to heal from. And, I mean, I think it's interesting because I think you should carefully consider, you know, what you say before you say it. Think about how it's going to affect people around you. And definitely, if someone is not soliciting your advice, I mean, keep it to yourself, you know. I definitely think keep it to yourself. It's kind of a respect issue. If the tables were turned, would you want someone to treat you that way or give you that type of information? And I think sometimes, you know, everybody, myself included, I think all of us sometimes, we may not always stop and think, you know, sometimes we may be on autopilot with that, but
uh-huh.
I definitely think that when someone offers that advice unsolicited, it's really because they're struggling with the very thing that they're calling you out on. And rather than dealing with, you know, they're
Right, because I'm also thinking about the situation as well, constantly. Because that's the mm-hmm. one thing people don't realize in the idea of doing this kind of work. It's not the ideal. You just work with people and you see them, that kind of stuff, you know, and mm-hmm. out of sight, out of mind. It's not true. It's the ideal that some people have a tendency to stick with you for a while. And it's amazing how people want to sit there and try to tell you and give you advice when they should actually be listening. Like you said before, I was thinking about that. They need to listen mm-hmm. to what they're also saying, because they're also hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the advice they're giving you, you should do this. And obviously, if you're sitting there just right off the bat, you're coming off there and telling somebody something like that, and what are you trying to do? Are you trying to justify an action that you've already made, so therefore you're going to mm-hmm. bring it back and reflect it back on me? Because like you said before, everybody who crosses your path, everything and everyone reflects something back about yourself. About you. So therefore, when you start to look at the situation, like I've had a situation myself where you have a person who constantly keeps telling you how much they love and care for you. The reflection, mm-hmm. I think, in that situation is coming back on them saying, why don't you love yourself? Why don't you care about yourself? Because this person does. So mm-hmm. we can't sit there and deny. This person mm-hmm. sees something within you that you mm-hmm. need to sit there and look at the reflection to realize it is a part of you as much as anything else. Because I was telling this yesterday, I was sitting there telling a friend of mine, I was like, if a person's standing in front of you, you should not look at them as being intimidating because of how fantastic they are or how great they are. It's reflecting mm-hmm. back at you about yourself and what's inside you as well, or therefore mm-hmm. you would be standing in front of this person and looking at this mm-hmm. reflection, which is more about you than it is about the person standing in front of you. And mm-hmm. vice versa. I feel like good relationships are people who are considering look at the reflections about being intimidated, where one person can see where he came from and appreciate it,
mm-hmm.
and the other person sees where they can be and appreciate that. At the same time, they're appreciating each other spontaneously. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic thing.
Yeah, let it inspire you as opposed to feeling that you know, you need to tear someone down or criticize them. And I think, but you know, I think that really comes from like a scarcity consciousness and this idea that there's not enough to go around. You know, there's not enough love, there's not enough money, there's not enough success. And I think it's an idea that keeps being perpetuated, that there's just a number one spot and nobody else can thrive. And I definitely feel like we have got to get past that, because if you come from that standpoint, it makes it very difficult for you to create or make anything, because mm-hmm. you're constantly terrified that someone's going to take it from you. But, yeah, I agree with you on that. I actually, you know, when you see someone with an amazing talent or that's really excited about life and loving life, perhaps they're in your life to show you what's possible for you, to show you that those qualities, those talents, those abilities are already present inside of you, and you just have to cultivate it and bring it out. So I think that if we use what we see as an inspiration more than maybe attacking other people or tearing people down, it would actually be really, really beneficial, because we could inspire one another to do great things.
No, yeah, also the situation, people should look at the whole thing too. If two people cross paths and they're together in a relationship, if one feels like they're not worthy of that relationship or that person being in their lives, they should look at the situation realistically, which means they are, because it happened. Or in some situation, it's happening. And if you have this person constantly being a part of your life, or even to the point where you can't see yourself not being, or this person not being a part of your life, maybe you should even ask yourself the question, why are you fighting it, or even resisting it, or even exploring other things, when this one thing keeps coming back and back and forth, keeps coming back to you time and time again as a realization. Those are realizations, like, okay, this person I really care about, this person I really want to be with. Every time I don't feel, every time I get to the point of actually maybe having a fear of this person not being a part of my life, you should ask yourself that. The fear itself is you standing in your own way. So when you sit and step out of the way, you're going to see something amazing happen in those situations. Because I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I'm tired of people negative bullshit. I hate to say it that way, but I'm sick of the freaking craziness of people sitting there going, you know, life is this and life is that. And then I'm sitting there going, okay, do you want to have a happy life? Of course I do. No, you don't. Because all you keep doing is reaffirming the same crap
that
over and
over
again.
That your life is. And
if you're on Facebook, if you're on Facebook and you keep sending it out to the masses that your life sucks, why don't you sit there and stop for a minute and take a look at yourself and ask yourself, what are you doing? Why would you want to reaffirm something on a massive scale? If somewhere inside you, you don't feel like you deserve to be happy. And you need to realize one thing. Everybody on this freaking planet deserves to be happy, be abundant, be prosperous, to have a great life and fantastic. You know why? Because that's what it says in the freaking masses. It says it in the freaking, it's a spiritual text. It also says it in the Bible. It says go out and be abundant and prosperous. Be fruitful. And when you sit there and say, you can look at the situation of being fruitful, multiply, which means the ideal of the masses that when you put out, you'll get back. What you put out there, you get back tenfold. Also, the situation is like, what's the other one? In the Bible it says, you have not because you ask not. It doesn't say anything about going and climbing, about crawling through the trenches. It doesn't say nothing about paying the dues. It just says, you ask and you shall receive. It's the world and the human concept have caused all these frictions and chaoses and all these obstructions and say we got to go through all this stuff. If you want to let the world dictate your success, you're setting yourself up for failure. If you want to sit there and focus on the ideal of spiritual concepts and being successful, I guarantee you're going to win every time. Okay, sorry guys. What's the message you came through?
Well, I know you, like, went off on your rant, but I do agree with that. I mean, you know, using my own life as an example, you know, what I find in my life is that, like, when I release, let go, focus on what I want and affirm that it's going to be, and I don't put obstacles and blocks up or overthink it or tell myself what couldn't possibly happen, it's very, very easy to manifest and draw things to you. And, you know, what I find, too, is that, just in kind of doing this work is, we are constantly affirming and reaffirming what we want in our lives and what we're experiencing. I mean, I definitely find that people that talk about illness and sickness and bad relationships and confusion and conflict, they have that the most in their lives. You know, I mean, you can look at any pocket or area of their life and there's conflict. But when you're talking about your dreams and your goals and what you want to manifest and what you want to draw to you, if that's constantly what you're talking about and you're thinking about and you're experiencing, you're going to draw more of that to your life. For some reason, I just feel led to say, because I feel like there's somebody listening out there, you know, as light workers, as people doing this work, it's very important to not get mired down in other people's negativity. Now, that's not to say that, you know, as a light worker, you don't have your own issues. We all do. We all have a dark side, and it's important to confront it and deal with it and work through it. But what I found in my own life is that sometimes I will go into settings where I know that I'm called to keep my energy in check, but also help to raise vibration or on some level be an example, you know. And sometimes you're put in really difficult situations because you're there to show people what is possible for them. Like, if you can keep your cool and balance your energy in the midst of chaos, you can keep your cool and you can balance your energy anywhere. But I would also say, too, like, for some reason, I don't know, there's someone who's listening on the phone lines or maybe they're going to be in the archives. If you're constantly surrounded by people who are saying things that are negative or contrary to what you believe your reality to be, this is for one person in particular, and I think this is a female. These people don't have to be in your life, and you don't have to be in their lives. And I keep being shown she is putting herself in situations where people are doing nothing but complaining and talking about everything that is negative and not positive with the world. And she, for some reason, believes that she doesn't have a choice and she has to listen to this. But I'm being told you don't. I'm being told you can really get up and walk away. It's not about trying to change people, except the fact that this is where they're at in their lives and this is their choice in their path. But staying around that energy is not very good for you, especially not now. I'm just being told you need to kind of get up, walk away, have solitude, be by yourself, maybe surround yourself with people that are on more of a wavelength with you, that have intuitive abilities or that are a calmer, gentler energy, because wherever you're at right now, it feels very chaotic, and you have to, and I'm being told you can easily remove yourself from it. You just don't think that you can. You believe you're supposed to be in this situation, and what I'm being shown is you're not. At any point, you can get up and move it along.
Yeah, I was talking about the same thing where I kept prompting. It said, if you're working, ask yourself, if you were in a great situation where you were living your dreams and you were happy, and how would you put this? When it's like if you catch yourself saying this, if you keep catching yourself, I want to be happy, and I want to do what I want to do, and you're not listening to your guys and angels, tell yourself one thing and be honest with yourself right at that moment. You're not doing what you want to do, and you're not happy, because you know why? Because if you was, you wouldn't be saying it, because you'd be living it. You wouldn't even think about it. You'd be so caught up in the situation, that kind of stuff. And if you lived your dream, and let's say you were in a situation, you were living your dream, and you were feeling home and freedom and the whole bit, and you were actually living to the point where you had a chance to obtain your goals, and you were having a great, and you're working at a restaurant right now, and I'm talking to anybody out there who's working in a situation where they feel like they have to do this kind of thing. If you're in a situation where you feel like you have to do anything, then you're in the wrong place. If you were living your dream and doing what you wanted to do with your life and that kind of stuff, ask yourself, why are you at where you're at? It's one of those things. It's a hard realization to realize one thing is that you can take this the way you want to, but take your head out of your ass and start looking at the way life is, because every decision in your life and everything that's playing out right now is because of decisions you made and you only. Nobody else. If you're catching yourself sitting there looking at people going, you know something? It was his fault for saying this, or it was her fault for doing this, or this situation, or I got to do this, or I got to figure out something, then all you're doing is making excuses to keep you from where you really want to be at, or with who you want to be with. And you got to think about those things. Those are your decisions. I'm sad because I've talked to a lot of people who sit there and say, my guide said to do something, and then you did the total opposite. And you want to know why your life sucks or why everybody else is doing what they want to do with their lives? You know why? Because they're doing what they want to do with their lives. And you're sitting there complaining and bitching about the whole thing, and all you're doing is spinning your wheels, wasting energy when you could take that same energy and actually go be with who you want to be with, or be, go do what you want to do, and go back and live in your dream. I guarantee you, once you sit there and take the notion to go back and live your dream of what you really want to do with your life, I guarantee you something's going to change drastically. So most people sit there and go, I got this great job, and I'm making so much money. Okay, let's put it out there, guys. Every time I've seen anybody sit there and put themselves in a situation of living their dreams, their life purpose, guess what happens? Their income increases by tenfold. But to see the biggest problem with a lot of people out there is your stinking family. And the way you've been raised, because most people have been raised like this: you got to pay payments on cars, you got to pay payments on houses, you got to live from day to day, you got to do a 40-hour week, you're a slave to freaking money is what you are, man. And if you're out there, and I hate to say this any kind of sense where, if you have any kind of ethnic background in the same situation, maybe you should do a past life regression to realize that maybe you're still living as a slave, and you just haven't noticed it to the point where you want to bitch about it. You should ask yourself, what am I doing? The idea, like you said before, the idea of repeating yourself over and over, the whole thing. This is also past life regression kind of stuff, too, where you catch people doing the same thing. I was sitting there looking at the situation going, okay, does anybody realize that the difference between this time and Jesus' time is that the only difference is the slaves get paid and they get interns? Maybe. That's the only, seriously, take a look at the situation. People are out there working their asses off from 40 hours a week and making money now. But back in Jesus' time, you did the exact same thing, except for one thing is, you were a slave. So see, you're just repeating the same pattern. So my biggest thing is to work with people and say, hey, you know something? You need to change your perception. Do you know most people who win the lottery have a tendency to put themselves in greater debt because of those perceptions they still hang on to? Instead of having a millionaire's perception, they still have a poor person's perception. So therefore, they still pay payments on everything. Instead of going out and buying a house right out, they start thinking about all this materialistic bullshit they can buy, and they get a house on payments, they get a car on payments, they start buying all this other stuff on payments, so they can get more and more and more, not realizing it's not the idea of what more you have, it's quality. It's quality. So therefore, the ones people that actually increase their revenue by winning the lottery are the ones who know their own worth. So therefore, they go out and buy a house. Yeah. Sorry,
I think it's important. I mean, you have to know your own worth, and I also think that, you know, I think it comes back, though, to kind of some of the things that you were saying about people having a slavery mentality, you know, and this is not just connected to people that are, you know, of a Black or Caribbean background or, you know, it is not just that, but it's any race, any person, any sex, where you do not believe or know that your life is your own. You understand? And I definitely agree with this. I think that, you know, in a lot of ways, yes, you know, a lot of us in this world do have a slave mentality. You know, we go in, we punch the clock, you know, the end of the work week, we get our check, you know, we buy a lot of things that don't necessarily serve us. I think, though, it comes back to beginning to ask different types of questions. And I think you have to ask yourself, what is it that I really want or really desire? Not what do my parents want for me? Not what does the media tell me I should want? Not what does my spouse or my friends tell me I should want? But what do I genuinely and sincerely want and desire for myself and for my life? And part of being able to listen to spirit and listen to your guides and guidance is understanding that oftentimes the voice of spirit can sometimes sound a little illogical because it often goes against what we deem as socially acceptable or the norm. And listening to spirit takes bravery because many times, you know, like I'll say, use my own life for an example again, there have been many times where I've been called to, you know, start a business or take on a new client or, you know, write a song or perform somewhere. And a great deal of me is frightened or in fear of that. And that's the part of you that you need to just feel, accept, and then do it anyway. And what I find is a lot of people, they receive guidance from spirit, and it's a still small voice. And it will say the same thing again and again and again, but it's not going to scream and shout and try and force you to, you know, to do something. It will suggest, it will gently prod. And if you don't listen, you know, it just is what it is. But I think a lot of times people will get a hunch to call someone or to create a new resume or to send that resume to this person. And they receive that guidance and they disregard it. And then it gets more and more difficult to move forward and do what you need to do. So it's kind of about stepping back and listening and also understanding that when your intuition speaks to you, oftentimes it may be a little illogical. It may tell you something that sounds absolutely crazy to you. Like, for example, you might get a hunch to go to a different part of town and drop off your resume somewhere. Mm-hmm. If you follow that hunch, that may very well turn into a job, a position, or a contact for you. You know, if you don't follow that hunch, at the end of the day, you know, you'll have another chance. But the only way you can trust yourself and your intuition is if you follow that guidance. And when you follow it with the little things, the bigger things will come through as well. If you don't, it'll kind of be a sea of confusion, you know. And I'm speaking personally here, but also just what I witnessed through clients as well, you know. When that voice comes through, really listen and understand it may, there may not always be a logical explanation to why you need to do this thing. But intuition is not always logical. You know, because
yes,
it pushes you past
exactly.
the comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. No, I've actually experienced this on a personal note where it was like the ideal. I mean, I try to put on the masses when we do the radio shows, but it's like the Aprils, the Ruths, the Julies, the Marys, to realize one thing in this life. If you have guides and if you have angels and all these things going on, then you are worth, like everybody else on this planet, you are worth gold. Just that easy. You know, people see that whole thing too. But, you know, the ideal, the situation, you have to have that worth. And you already have the worth. So I think it's more of on the level of actually just accepting that you are a great, fantastic person, which we've all had the situation, even with the ideal doing fantastic work like this, that people tell us all the time, to the point where we have to sit there and go, okay, I have to accept that I'm there's kind of that's who I am. Then all of a sudden, you start seeing everybody else accepting you too as well. And you also see a lot more people gravitating towards you. But I've also seen a person right in front of my face who sat there and had guidance that told this person to stay, and they left. And then they want to sit there and go on Facebook and bitch that their life sucks because why is it going on? Because of a decision. They didn't listen to the guides. And I've also seen this too. If you don't listen to if you keep constantly not listening to your guides, I've always seen people say, well, I can't hear them anymore. Well, they're saying right now, what's the point of talking to you? Because you ain't listening.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee the first time you listen, it's going to be like a freaking bell going off and loud is clear that you're going to know exactly what to do with the situation. And it's like one of those things. People always have those kind of fantastic lives, and it's what they're always gravitated toward. So ask yourself right now, guys, if you're out there going, I used to have this fantastic life, what happened? And then you start making excuses. Well, the excuses are what's taking you further and further away from the situation when you should accept it for what it is. Realize that, why did this happen? Or why did I meet this person? Even if it was a bad relationship, in some sense of the word, something's not being looked at on both sides of the equation, because therefore you both attracted each other. Like attracts like. And one thing I used to tell my particular person is I used to sit there and tell her all the time. Every time she'd look at me, she goes, you're fantastic, you're great, you do fantastic readings and that kind of stuff. And I didn't realize I was kind of like, at first she thought it was fantastic and she was living her life, okay? Mm-hmm. It wasn't until she came to a point where she felt like, this person is intimidating. It wasn't me being intimidated. It was the intimidation of responsibility of taking on that goal and that dream. And the first thing you see in manifestation, the books, the manifestation talk about really clearly, like they have this one book called The Super Beings, and it actually goes down a list of things you need to do in the process of manifesting things. It's a little bit more than just the 1, 2, 3, where you ask, you let the universe do what they want to do, and then you receive. What it talks about is the idea of responsibility. It's the very first rule it says is to sit down and look at yourself and ask yourself flat out, what do you want, and are you definitely ready for your manifestation and to take the responsibility of that manifestation when it happens? Because right now, the one thing I see with relationships is people and their selfish bullshit of sitting there saying, you know something? If I hear this one freaking phrase one more time, I'm going to slap both of them, okay? It's the ideal, we're best friends, okay? We can't live together, but we're best friends, okay? Fuck, I'm sorry. Okay, let's take that one back a little bit and say, screw that whole situation because that is a pack of lies. If you got two people that are best friends and can't figure out how to live together, all they want to do is go somewhere else. They're just making excuses to not accept what's really going on between the two of them, and they're going to and they keep talking about all these bad relationships they have. How come it's not working out? How come I can't find anybody? But me, I have this best friend of mine. We're always talking to each other so we can get ourselves through these nasty times. I'm sitting going, did you ever think that maybe you could cancel out all the nasty times and all the nasty relationships and all the bad situations by realizing this best friend of yours is your significant other and more likely your twin flame? And the reason your life sucks right now is because you won't accept that? That's the biggest thing I've seen lately of people saying that kind of stuff. Is all it is excuses. We can't live together because they haven't taken the chance. I mean, when we sit there and look at these situations, like I said, with my certain particular friend, I sit there and say it flat out every freaking time I have the chance to say it of how much I care and love and just really see this person, not just as, like some of my first people said this before too, where they sit and go, I can see what this person can become. No, I have to sit there. I see things differently in a different perception of seeing people who they are and asking myself, why are they not allowing themselves to be their full potential right now because they can? Because if I can see it, it exists. And realistically, when that person gets intimidated by me and wants to pull back from me, they see it too. So everything I've already seen, they've seen it too. But see, the difference right. in the situation is one embraces it and one is fearful of it. So therefore, how can we change those things on our part? Mm-hmm. All we can really do on our part is to hold to our convictions of what we know. We have to honor ourselves to completely. Why do we have to honor ourselves completely? Because the people that are denying themselves of what could be between the two of us are not. And the only way they're ever going to see that reflection, the only way they're going to see the example of that is us to stick to our convictions. And if they miss out on the whole thing, fine. But more likely with the situation, I guarantee you, if you stick to your guns and don't underestimate yourself or who you are just because the person is not giving you back what you want, doesn't mean they don't have the potential. But as long as you stick to your guns on the situation of realizing, who are you? Yeah, I know who I am. And every time you hear that someone sit there and say anything, I've heard this before, guys and women out there, if you're kind of crazy about a relationship you're in or someone that you feel so pulled to or you feel like both you just can't live without each other, but one doesn't want to have a relationship with you, and you can't understand what's going on. It's the idea of looking at those people right in the face and being true to yourself and say, especially when they come up, I've heard this so many times in relationship counseling and even in my own life, where people look at me and go, I'm not in love. I love you, but I'm not in love with you. And that's a crock of shit because it's not true. You
see,
love
I have to disagree with you. But you finish your thought, and I'll tell you why I disagree.
Okay, this is what I'm saying. If you're going to love somebody, you love somebody. When people say that I love you, but I'm not in love with you, it means they're questioning if they want to be in a relationship with you or not. Okay, so they're standing on the outside, which means, what? I'm not in it, but I love you, I care about you. It's a person who's thinking, is in their head too much. When they should I guarantee if those people would open up and listen to their heart and follow it, they would be wholeheartedly in that relationship. Because in my situation and everything I've ever seen in my whole freaking life, there's only two things. There's either love or there's hate. It's described in so many words what love is and what hate is, but they're just different ways of describing the same energy. So therefore, you either love somebody or you don't. And with the situation, I've said this before too. The lady was sitting there going, how come I still love my ex-husband? I said, dear, to be honest with you, you're a loving being, aren't you? You're a loving, caring, nurturing person, right? She goes, yeah. Mm-hmm. So to me, it sounds normal to still love somebody because that's who you are. You're a loving person. So therefore, you see the best in everybody. No matter what they're doing to you, you can still see that. So therefore, the person who does these things all the time, it's all the stuff of questioning. Even to the point where they won't even tell you they love you anymore. Even as friends. So you have to look at the situation. Why are there certain friends that consider and go, hey, I love you, I care about you, but they know the boundaries, you know, they know what it's all about. They're not scared about it. So when the people who don't want to be friends with you, who say they want to be friends with you but can't do that, don't you have to sit there and question it that they're trying to keep you in their lives because they're still trying to deal with feelings within themselves, which is the ideal of deep love. I heard this song the other day, and it's a really cool song. It's called The Sun Shines on Everyone. The sun doesn't question who it's going to shine on. It just shines on everyone. It's the same thing with God. God does not choose who he's going to shine on. He just shines on everyone. So therefore, the ideal of being created in the image of a being that way, to help people understand, why do you still love somebody, do you care about somebody? It's because you come from a being who does the same thing as things like that. If you look at people mm-hmm. that we can look at people that are hateful, they're not being hateful. It's just an action.
Mm-hmm.
Something is going on with themselves. I'm just saying, when I sit here and talk to people and I put it out there and I say, you say you're in love, you love somebody, but you're not in love. You should ask yourself, we could come up with the description of what that is, but I think the people, before they open their damn mouths and say, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, I think they should understand what the hell they're even saying. Because, you know, mm-hmm. they're just, most people that I've seen put themselves in a situation usually have gotten advice from a stupid friend. And the reason I say stupid friend is because when you sit there and look at this, seriously, I've seen this too from observation, that I've seen certain people I know, I won't say everybody, but it's amazing that these friends that they go to are people that are physical manifestations of their fears at the time these friends came in their lives. So every time they get mm-hmm. themselves in a situation that could be good, they always gravitate to those friends as wrenches to sabotage the relationship they're in. So when you sit there and look at the situation in and out alone, I understand where you're coming from before you even say anything, but I'm just saying from my observation of people who use that term, I'm not saying the person mm-hmm. that first used it was not right. Okay, I'm saying the people I've talked to are just basically picking up on things to use as excuses to not admit that they're in love with somebody, that they really want to be with them.
Yeah, and to interject, okay, I don't completely disagree with you with that. I thought you were going in a different direction, but I do agree that, you know, sometimes when the person is saying, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, obviously that's connected to whether or not I want to be in a relationship. But what I did find interesting about what you just said was the fact that sometimes people are getting advice from friends that represent the physical manifestation of their fears. That's really interesting because I've never heard it put that way. But I would definitely say also, too, when you're soliciting advice from people, and I've learned this in my own life and I'm learning that, as Donnie knows, consider the source. You know, is this someone who really has expertise in the area that you're asking them about? I mean, for example, you know, if you have a question or need insight about a relationship and how to build a healthy relationship, are you going to someone who has healthy relationships with a significant other, or are you going to someone who's never really had that? I mean, it's not to say that person's advice may not be something you should listen to. Maybe through their experiences they can tell you what not to do or what didn't work. But what I find so often is, you know, a lot of times people will solicit or ask advice from someone who really is not in the position to really, you know, help or assist them because they don't necessarily have the insight to be able to do so. So it's kind of like, you know, when you ask business advice from someone who doesn't have a successful business.
Uh-huh.
No. You 9 times out of 10, you probably go to someone that, you know, is successful in the area that you're looking at. So I definitely think, though, you know, it's interesting, like, when it gets to relationships and things like that, I was thinking a little bit about, you know, obviously readings and things that I've done for clients. And one thing that I typically come across when I'm doing readings, it's almost always connected with love and relationships on some level. Somewhere in there, there's usually a question about love and relationships. And am I going to find love? How can I improve my relationship now? Should I leave? Should I go? Should I stay? And sometimes I will connect with clients who ask about a relationship that is long since over and done. The mm-hmm. person is emotionally unavailable.
Right.
They've maybe moved into another relationship with somebody else. They're not calling. They're not talking. They're hot and cold. And it's kind of like the biggest indicator of whether or not someone wants to be in your life is the fact that they're in your life. Like, they're either in it or they're not. So if they're not calling you, if they're not communicating with you, if they're giving you mixed signals, they may care about you very deeply, but they're not ready to take the real-world action necessary in order to be in your life the way that you would like them to be and the way you need them to be so you can move forward. And I think it's just really important to look at the actions and behavior of a person. Like, I've learned that from personal experience, persons mm-hmm. who love you very much, they may not be emotionally equipped or ready, though, to be in the type of relationship that you want and desire to be in. And if that person is not ready, you have to let them go, and you have to understand that maybe one day they'll get it together and come back in your life, but maybe mm-hmm. right now you're supposed to pursue a relationship with someone or something else. Maybe that passion and love is supposed to go into your job or your work or your children or, mm-hmm. you know, and I think it's, you have to look at it from a couple of different angles. And but that's very interesting when you said that some of the friends are the physical manifestation of someone's fear, because it's interesting.
I've also seen the same thing with people keep talking about the ideal being in a good relationship, and then all of a sudden the next mm-hmm. boyfriend materializes, and they're going, that's where I came up with the theory, was because I saw this thing happen where the person said, well, hey, my ex-husband just materialized out of nowhere. Why did he come back in my life? But when you do the research, you'll find out this is what's going on. She's with her boyfriend. She has a great, fantastic relationship, okay? Mm-hmm. There's still mm-hmm. a fear
mm-hmm.
that manifests, that's brought to the surface in a physical mm-hmm. manifestation of that boyfriend, boyfriend or husband coming back in the picture mm-hmm. to remind them not to go back. It's to remind
right.
them that what they had and what they do have, they should be grateful for and embrace it because they found it. This is a perfect example of something showing you where you don't want to go and where you came from and where you're at. So when we sit and look at these situations, the big thing came to me too, where I was sitting there going, if you want to really change your life, get the hell off of Facebook. Because Facebook is Facebook is so full of bullshit. Everybody's telling everybody everything about anything and everything. It's all a show, guys. It's like watching I Love Lucy.
But, Donnie, though, to interject, like, and trust me, because, like, I understand you. I feel you with the Facebook. You know, a lot of your listeners, they may not necessarily be familiar with me, but I use Facebook for business purposes. And I created a Facebook account in the very beginning for intuitive readings and music. Not for personal use. You know, if you are really an important part of my life and I want to connect with you, we're going to pick up the phone and call, or we're going to see each other face to face. I will say that Facebook is a tool. And I do agree, you know, with what you're saying, where what I've noticed is part of the reason I was actually to the point where I was getting ready to completely delete my Facebook and just be done with it altogether. One of the major reasons is because I was yearning for these real connections with people. You know, I didn't want to look on my page and have 500 friends that I never talked to, or get an invite from somebody I've met once, you know, in Italy, who's sending me an invitation to come see them perform in Italy, and I live in Florida. Do you understand? So,
hey, but yeah, but the one thing I've noticed with business, to tell you the truth, I've never got a reading through Facebook.
You know what's so funny, though, and this is really hilarious. I don't know. You're familiar with the Smashing Pumpkins, right? You're familiar with that band?
Yes, I am.
Okay. The lead singer, Billy Corgan, is hilarious. Actually, he's one of my favorite musicians for many different reasons. I hope to have a career like his.
Right.
But one of the really interesting things he said, actually, is that he actually said that he doesn't really sell records due in part to Facebook. Like, He actually tracks the traffic on his Facebook pages, and this is a guy who is signed to a major record label, okay? A major record label, performs all over the world. And he actually said he found out, like, he figured this out statistically, and I might be kind of off by it, but he said for every 1,000 likes, one person buys his single.
Right. You know, I sit there and I put information constantly on Facebook about getting readings.
Yeah.
This show actually goes through Facebook, and the idea I've never had anybody come on the show and say, "Oh, I found you through Facebook." I always hear, "I just happened to be on the internet and happened across this site and found you." Okay.
Right.
And the same thing with people coming to me to get readings and stuff. I mean, people sit there, this is the truth. If you really are a light worker and you're living your life, and I don't care who you are out there, you want to sit there and get recognition and you want to be loved and cared and people to see you for who you are, then be who you are. Because, I mean,
yeah.
I just got recognized the other day when I was down at a metaphysical shop of somebody noticing me on freaking on a random. They knew who I was. They said, oh, you're on a random, aren't you? I'm like, oh, yeah, I am. And then
right.
running, and then, but there's also these other connections where people will walk by you and they
mm-hmm.
can feel a difference within you.
Those
and
they can feel.
There's something about you that's different. And then I told this one lady, I said, oh, I do psychic readings and metaphysical and spiritual work. And she goes, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a spiritual connection with you.
And, I mean, I'm making light of Facebook in a way. I mean, and it certainly is not to say that that isn't something that's viable, but I'm just using that as an example of the fact that, yeah, I do agree. It's kind of like the work you do, the energy you put out, and what you exude. People can sense it and they can feel it, and whether or not they can put words to it, they know that there's something a little different. There's something going on. There's something interesting. And they want to, I mean, because, you know, that's been my personal experience. I mean, there have been many times where I'm just going about my day, living my life, not thinking about doing reading mm-hmm. for someone, not thinking about performing music. And,
right.
you know, somebody connects with me and says, oh, I saw you performing here, or I heard you do readings. And I really am like, well, how did you hear that? And they said, oh, well, somebody over here told me. I didn't advertise this. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So it's
also, the one thing I wanted to sit there and say, too, was really quick and real fast about the situation, okay, is the idea of this is the difference between a person who knows their worth, who has no problems expressing themselves and showing people how they care. When you can walk up to somebody like with Nicole, I always tell Nicole all the time how much I love her. But
aww, I love
and it
you
was
too,
like,
Donnie.
And then the situation with this girl I know, April, I love her dearly, and, you know, but it's the idea of having the confidence to say, I love her because of who she is, and I know what I would love to have with her, which I feel like I do have with her, but it's the same thing with you, of looking at you and saying, I love you too, because I appreciate how you've also done the same things, a lot of things for my life, and the idea of how you brightened it up. And it's the idea of having that confidence within myself to say, I don't have to sit there and hold it back. I don't have to sit there and say, well, I don't want to say I love this person. I just want to be friends with them. See, at that moment, I think that person should question themselves and go, okay, how come I can't tell my friend I love them? Because I'm scared of the three words, I love
mm-hmm.
you. And because mm-hmm. of something they're also repressing or denying on somebody else's front.
I think people are mistakenly believing that when they say I love you, for a lot of people, I think those words carry a lot of weight. And they feel like sometimes they're making a promise with it. But, I mean, mm-hmm. what I sense and feel and what I've been told about love, you know, through prayer and meditation, is that love doesn't make any demands. Okay? It just doesn't. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not about possession. It's not about ownership. It's not about I love you and therefore I must do X, Y, and Z. It really just is. You know, so
well, that's true too. But you also have to look at the other
you know,
the other part of the equation too. If you're with somebody, I mean, I remember this with April. I was just trying to motivate her to work, and maybe I was a little overbearing about the whole situation. But sometimes when you really do love and care somebody, then you can see the potential of who they
mm-hmm.
are, who they are, and what they can do, and you see that they're allowing fears to stand in the way of that success.
Mm-hmm.
You do have a tendency to not push, but it's like you're trying to find ways to motivate someone. Because like I told her,
right.
I said, I don't know how to actually show you. Maybe it's the idea of my work can also be,
mm-hmm.
a get in the way sometimes too, of seeing these things beforehand, of looking at someone going, the ideal is here you are talking about, I want to be independent, stand on my own 2 feet. You don't realize at this moment you're on the threshold of just
mm-hmm.
what you said you wanted. By just embracing this career and this fantastic thing and looking at a person who has just been
mm-hmm.
so supportive, and now you're living that dream. Why would you want to walk away from it? And that's they're not getting overbearing. They're just looking out for the best.
But I would liken it almost to, you know, when you're working with spirit guide energy or you're working with angelic energy, you know, there comes a point where
they stop.
If you no longer listen,
mm-hmm.
they can present suggestions, they can give information, they can put people in your life and on your path, but if you're not willing to open up to that energy, there's not a whole lot they can do. And so I would say to you, you know, you take the stand of the way that a guide or an angelic energy or presence would operate. They love you. But if Donnie is not willing to listen and take in this information, you know, mm-hmm. we can continue to give him the information. But if he won't accept it, we'll put it there on the table for him, and when he's ready to look at it, he will. And I think that's kind of the way to deal also with people that are stuck in their own fear, because the interesting thing about it, when you were talking about this particular relationship, what I got from it, you know, and it's interesting because every time I'm doing readings for people, I come away learning so much more about myself as well. But mm-hmm. what I'm seeing from the situation is that you have a person who has amazing potential, who has amazing talent, and has a lot to offer and give to the world. But they are terrified of their potential. They're terrified of their talent, and they're terrified of what they could become and what comes with that. And so mm-hmm. as a result, they hide. And rather than stepping up to the plate and allowing themselves to shine brightly, mm-hmm. they hide and retreat into the background. And so I think, you know, and I think everybody on some level has done that in one time or another, you know. But
right.
I think from your standpoint, you're looking at this person with amazing potential, amazing talent, all of these great things, mm-hmm. and you're wanting to see them thrive. But if they're not ready to step into their power, there's not a whole lot you can do. You know, you put the keys on the table, and when they want to open the door, they open the door. But that's the thing. You know, as you say that, I begin to think about my own life and think about clients I've worked with. And, you know, I really just feel led to say to people who are listening tonight, don't be afraid to shine your light. If you have talent, if you have potential, if you know you can shine and you can radiate light and positive energy in a certain area, don't hide in the background. I think we have so many light workers that are comfortable being in the background and supporting and helping to raise the vibration, but many of us are being called to step into the forefront and to be a beacon and to be a voice for unconditional love. And you know, I struggle with this in my own life where, you know, I was terrified of being seen or allowing myself to shine because I was afraid that, you know, I would be put down, there would be jealousy, there would be competition. Mm-hmm. All of those things have happened. But if you stand true to why you're in a certain space, why you're called to do something, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, the right people, the right circumstances, the right energy is going to align with you to make it a reality. And so, you know, with great light, sometimes there comes great negativity. But I really sense and feel you can overcome it. You can overcome your own fears. And you do not have to listen to the nonsense from other people around you. You know what I mean? It's just shine brighter.
Right.
And if you must, you know, walk away and go to a place where you're going to be embraced. But, you know, I do think in that case, you know, what kept coming is what I kept hearing was wasted potential. And I don't mean to say that this person's entire life is going to be that way. I don't really sense that. But, you know, I just sense and feel that, you know, we all have great potential. We all have talents and abilities. And sometimes you just got to feel the fear and do it anyway. Fear is just a sign you're getting out of your comfort zone. And if you can push past the fear, what you'll find is you'll constantly be challenged and there'll constantly be new, fun, interesting experiences to have.
Yeah, the one thing I've also noticed, too, about this situation, like I said before, I mean, the one thing I think sometimes with a situation like that of seeing these potential and that kind of stuff, but when you're in a relationship with somebody or you really deeply care about and love somebody, even to the point where we all have certain visions and certain potential, and most, I mean, me personally, I listen to my guides constantly with the situation of how things are going. So, therefore, I guess it's one of those things of being in a situation where we're helping out so many people to find the solutions to the questions and the problems that when mm-hmm. we're like April told me once before, she goes, "You're a fantastic relationship counselor and you have all intentions of also practicing what you preach." And I said, "Yes." And mm-hmm. I thought, so therefore, that's what I do. When I'm in a relationship with somebody, I've taken all this stuff that I've learned to be successful in that relationship. I'm also a Taurus. So we're always striving mm-hmm. for success in our relationships anyway. So mm-hmm. therefore, that's what the thing is. Sometimes it can be something that I don't think it works against us. I think that
mm-hmm.
I think it's there for a reason, and it also is the ideal, the reflection that's also being cast out for her to also learn from, is to realize the ideal, and having that kind of determination is the ideal. Most people are looking for successful relationships. They have to take a look at themselves and go, okay, well, I'm not being successful. Because you're not being successful with yourself and allowing yourself to be your full potential, who you are. So therefore, it's going to reflect. Every freaking relationship that you go through, that you, if you're constantly trying to find something wrong with them, all you're doing is pointing out what's wrong with you that you need to take a look at and change and correct. On each encounter that you have, each situation that happens, each thing that pops in and goes back and forth, these reflections are happening mostly in the part to help you be successful and have and create a fantastic relationship. A person asked me the other day, you know, what can I do in a relationship to actually be more successful in this relationship? What can I do? I said, but tell you the truth, love yourself. If you catch yourself looking at this person saying, this person hasn't loved me enough today, realistically, you haven't loved yourself enough today. If you see the situation of a person is not doing things for you like you want to be done, then you need to sit there and look at the situation and ask her, how much are you doing for yourself? How much are you doing for yourself? How much are you doing? Because if you, I'm serious. I mean, I've gone on Facebook, and all I keep hearing is people talking about the most stupidest things, negative, compassion. When I was on a random, people coming in going, sad song, with their usernames. Or this one person came in, love hurts. I'm sitting there going, I'm sorry, guys, but could you guys, I hate to say this, but you got to leave. Because you're, you know, with the situation you got going on right now, you have a username that reflects how you feel. So therefore, you're reinforcing that whole thing. So it doesn't matter what I tell you in a reading. You've already pretty much made your mind up that I'm going to suck at life, and I'm going to find all kinds of situations. I'm going to attract all my opportunities just to do that. Because I swear to you guys, like this. I mean, I can sit here and talk about my girlfriend the same thing. But when I sit here and look at these situations, it's amazing. I see it as I see it on a global situation of people, not just her, but these people doing these certain things that I feel like it's basically down to one word, worth. How much they don't feel it worthy. But see, though, this is another thing I was talking about before too, with excuses. If you're sitting there telling yourself, I got to put myself in these situations because I'm not worthy, you're just making excuses to keep yourself from where you really want to be at. You're denouncing yourself. Like the thing with friends, that's why I have such a hard time with friends. When people say, let's just be friends, because this is a person who doesn't want to accept what's really going on. They don't want to accept how they really feel with this relationship. So therefore, they're trying to denounce it down to friendship of something they can deal with by saying, well, I have all these friends. When I'm friends with people, I can deal with life. When I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm losing myself. Now, this is the proven thing I found with the situation, even with April and the idea of what she saw. She didn't realize. See, this is a person that also said the same word again. I've heard this from a lot of clients, too. I'm trying to find myself. Okay, did you realize that that person across the table is also one of those pieces of the puzzle of finding yourself? And if you're in a situation where you feel like you're losing yourself in a relationship, you're not really losing yourself. Because this is the thing. This is a great, fantastic relationship. Everything's good. Everything's going just the way I want to, but I'm losing myself in the relationship. You're not losing yourself in a relationship. You're actually finding yourself, and you're finding your comfort zone where you can let down those guards, let down those walls, and be a part of the relationship and be a part of someone's life. That's the whole thing. And what it is, the fear, I'm losing myself, you're not losing yourself. You're becoming, especially if it's your twin flame, you're actually becoming one. But you still, if you sit there and look at yourself realistically, you still have individuality. Because if you didn't have individuality, that losing yourself or being a part of that relationship wouldn't be happening. And that's the proven, that's a proven example, and it's a proven fact that when that's what's going on. People are not losing themselves in good, great, fantastic relationships. Also, the one thing I've seen with women in particular, I've been told by their mothers or whoever that when you argue and fight in a relationship, it just ruins it. No, it doesn't. In the good ones and the fantastic ones, that the one that you're really going on, you're not going to agree on everything. And when you have an argument or disagreement, most women are confused because after the argument, they actually feel closer to their spouse. Why? Because within an argument or a disagreement, it's two people being totally honest with each other. They open up. They're being vulnerable. They're being very vulnerable at that time. So therefore, the reason you feel closer to that person afterwards because you really opened up to each other and told each other exactly how you felt. Now, if you consider and take that in a nice you know, if you take your arguments and disagreements and always keep it in a constructive way, you will continue to keep getting closer. It's the same thing with sex and intimate situations. The more you open up and be vulnerable and be truthful and honest with each other about everything, you will continue to get closer. And mm-hmm. your bond will be close, connected, and will actually be stronger in the whole thing. That's how it works. It's the ideal communication and vulnerability. And what's so good about the whole thing is you really communicate with each other. You don't even have to worry about the vulnerability because you're giving it. It's the same thing, too, with sex after an argument. Now, this is the thing I don't like about some of the books out there saying that the guy's taking advantage or the what. But realistically, in good, great, fantastic relationships, if you have sex after an argument or a disagreement, it's called making up. But it's also showing you this guy's true side because he's being very vulnerable at that time too. Because that's a very vulnerable place where someone can actually insult you and put you down and all that kind of stuff. But if you catch yourself, I've seen this a couple times too, where there's kind of confused by, okay, yes, after this argument and this disagreement, we had sex. And it was like really fantastic and great. And they're confused because they're thinking because it's tied to the argument. Someone has told them that arguments and disagreements like that are things that ruin relationships. But here we have a situation where they've gotten closer to their spouse, and now they're actually making love to each other afterwards, and they're confused mm-hmm. because it's not supposed to happen. Yes, it is. That is normal. That's the way things are supposed to happen.
And you know, too, I have to say, you know, with women, obviously me being a woman, in this lifetime anyway, I think it's really, really important to speak your mind. Because what I find is when you speak your mind and you're honest about what you feel and you're honest about what's going on in your life,
right.
the people that genuinely want to be in your life will stick around. You know, they will stick around when you're ugly and you behave in an ugly way. They'll stick around when you behave in a beautiful way.
Mm-hmm.
They're in your life because they want to be. So
yeah.
I really think mm-hmm. This is one thing that I've noticed and also just something that I've experienced and I've witnessed in a lot of women, you know, myself included, not necessarily speaking up and making your needs met. You know, if you have a need, if you have a desire in a relationship, if there's something you want from your partner, it's important to tell them.
Okay.
And if they can't give it to you, you got to find a partner who can and will. But I think first we have to figure out what we want and what we need and also what we're willing to give, you know.
That's the one thing I've noticed, too, that in my personal experiences, the girls are sitting there going, you don't know who I am. And I think what the scary part about it is, I've actually had a girlfriend a long time ago who sat there and looked at me and said, she goes, the only thing I really don't like about you is that you're always right. And I said, oh, you mean I think I'm right? Mm-hmm. She goes, no, you are always right.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had that a couple of times where I look at everybody and I really just know everybody for what I see. I don't believe mm-hmm. in the bullshit I hear from people that men are from Mars and women are from Venus, that there's this difference. Yes, you're a woman, I'm a man.
Exactly.
Because I think if with these spiritual connections, one thing that we are above all things is spiritual beings and spiritual connections. We're all connected in some kind of spiritual way and that kind of stuff like that. So therefore, to sit there and say that we don't know each other is the ideal, that connection. Everybody wants to find a connection. Everybody wants to have that bond. Everybody wants to have that freaking, you know, just the ideal love between two each other. Not realizing these
right.
are like, these are like communicational wires being connected
mm-hmm.
to each other that you can actually know each other very good. I've actually looked at April right in the face and told her exactly why she's doing what she does. And I said,
mm-hmm.
it's amazing how we get a person who doesn't say nothing back in return. But I think it's one of those things that a friend of mine told me that I think is right. It's hard to argue with the truth. The only
mm-hmm.
time that people really do argue is when they know or they don't know what the truth is or they're in the dark. And what you're saying is they don't want to believe because it might be the truth, so they argue with you. That's the
mm-hmm.
argument. It's amazing how people sit there and are like, you just hit a chord. So therefore, the connection's there. And that's why I keep telling everybody the situation about these things of with the relationship counseling. We have these differences. So of course you do. He's a man, you're a woman. You're always going to have that difference. But you need to embrace those differences, which gives you the strength
mm-hmm.
within the relationship, not the other way around. And you're not
right.
doing sitting here paying attention to what's going on. And the people who separate, we know for a fact, are not paying attention to the reflections that are being reflected back at them about themselves, or they realize that person across them, even if you're in a controlling relationship, still tells you something about yourself. That your life is out of control, that you've put yourself, by your conscious choices, you've put yourself in this relationship because you sit there and said, I wish I could find someone to be a part of my life to help me get control of my life. And then you attract a controlling man. It doesn't mean people go, what'd that happen for? Because that's what she basically put to the universe and said, this is what I want. You never, like you said before, she never consciously sit down and ask herself, what does she really want? What she really wants, and everybody I've ever talked to, when you ask this question, what do you really want? They'll start rattling off a bunch of characteristics. And I keep saying, no. That's not what it is. I said, I'm asking you, what do you really want in a relationship? It's not a list of things. It's only one thing. And they go, what's that? Okay, that's crazy that you even asked the question. I said, what it is what you want is somebody unconditionally love you, so therefore you feel safe of unconditionally loving them.
Right. And that's the thing. A better question to ask also is, how do you want to feel when you're in their presence? You know, And I think, too, I really agree with you, Donnie. I get really tired of hearing and being told that men and women are so drastically different. Because, first and foremost, we are spiritual beings. We're in these physical bodies, and so we are the physical representation and manifestation of two different types of energy, right? So one energy tends to be more circular and cyclical. The other one tends to be more linear. But at the same time, we all have masculine and feminine energy in us. We just represent ourselves as male and female in this lifetime.
Exactly. And I think that also physically too. Physically, people don't realize this, but physically, your body also produces male and female hormones, and
energy.
The liver filters out one in favor of the other. But if you sit here and look at the situation, what you just said, it's also a choice. So we filter these things out. Because we were talking about this yesterday. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was. It was yesterday on the show. We were talking about the ideal. Everybody was like, ask the question, what comes first, spiritual connection or a physical connection? Everybody said physical connection. No, you're wrong. Okay, and I told him, I said, this is exactly what happens, okay? A spiritual connection happens because you're looking for your soulmate and your twin flame. And everybody agrees, yes. Okay, those are spiritual concepts and spiritual connections, okay? And the process of finding these two, what the body is like a tool. Like when we have our tarot cards, our gifts, we use certain things to enhance those gifts, or we use certain tools to make the experience a little more enhanced or more clear, right? Well, the same thing with our body. The body is the ideal of a tool because... And because we're spiritual beings in a human body, we want to express ourselves, but we also want to become one. So therefore, the human body is a tool enabling us to become one, and the idea of sex and intimacy.
I agree. And it really is just that physical representation and manifestation of what's already in the spirit world. And it's like, and if you consider that we have lived many past lives, some as male and some as female, it's easier to not overly identify with whatever form you have today. But men and women are not that different. You know,
I'm just saying.
They're just not.
I'm trying to clarify for everybody. If you don't feel like if you feel like you've always been a man through each past life, or you've always been a woman, then more than likely with that feeling, you're right. But there's other people who've actually, I guess you would sit here and kind of delve out this differently with different past lives.
Yeah.
They always. But I've done a lot of past lives with people where they've gone off and been a woman or a man or something like that, but they always seem to come back to the original of what they was before and continue with that. I think it's like, you know, things are experimental. I mean, I was sitting there because I was talking to a friend of mine where we sit there and bring things to the show and say, okay, like with relationships, if you're a woman and you've walked in somebody's house, you walked into a guy's house and you have basically taking all your stuff, because this is, I don't care what anybody says, the idea of knowing people, okay, just knowing beyond the shadow of a doubt, that when, like with women, like I'll give you an example, the girl came here, April came here and put her stuff in the windows, she put her stuff everywhere, I mean, she was just comfortable to the point where she was walking around naked, and I told a friend of mine, I said, you know, it was also a very comfortable situation that you can't deny the comfortability of when somebody says, this go home, and they go home, And the comfortability goes along with that, constantly goes back and forth, that there are certain things that happen with those kind of situations that really mm-hmm. tell you this is what's going on, to the point why we would sit here and say, well, why a person ran, or even the idea walked away, depending on which mm-hmm. perception you go with. But the point is, I had a friend of mine who was sitting there, and I've actually, and what I do is, in the process of figuring things out, when I want to sit there, and I will say this, when I want to sit there and get an opinion about a woman, I don't go to a guy. I go to a woman, and I mm-hmm. sit there and look for that perception. But I also sit there and look at that woman, and what is her motivation and the ideal giving me the advice or giving me insights to a situation? Mm-hmm. Where is she at in her life at that moment? So I was sitting there looking at the situation that was unfolding here, of watching a person who felt so comfortable, not to embarrass anybody, but it's the ideal passing gas. Well, if a person feels that comfortable in the situation of being home, then that person...
Well, you just did embarrass them, Donnie.
Well, I'll just say, I didn't say the F word. I'm just saying the ideal passing certain things, and the certain things are going on. So take it what you want to, but we're all adults here, so it's one of those things we do all the time.
Well, yeah,
anyway.
But...
I'm just saying, when a person sits there and does certain things, my friend told me, she goes, one thing about a woman will never do, if a woman is in a situation where she doesn't feel comfortable or safe, she goes, I don't care if it's 5,000 degrees, those clothes do not come off. That was the thing. And I was like, I agree, which I already knew that, because I was sitting there, because I've had a couple of girls I'm talking to, and I'm sitting here talking about all this stuff, and they go, you know something, what's just kind of scary about you? I go, what's that? She goes, you do know women. And that, she goes, I guarantee you that there are certain, I'm not going to try to embarrass anybody else, I'm just saying, with particular girlfriends that I've had before, one thing they've never been dissatisfied is anything else that goes in within the relationship. If I have to go out and find additional research, listen to CDs or DVDs or something like that, I always do those things to enhance the experience of being with somebody. You know, the ideal of telling people mm-hmm. in relationships, if you got people that go to those extremes and you're the one that walked away from the situation, aren't you asking? What, you have to ask yourself a question, what the hell am I doing? Because it's mm-hmm. the ideal. I mean, just be honest. Women, I'm a psychic, and not, I would say, 95% of my clients are women, and it's relationship-wise, okay? So mm-hmm. We were talking about this the other day, too. I was sitting talking to April, and I said, you know, I don't understand why you don't believe me, you know, kind of thing. I said, I've done readings with thousands and thousands of women who keep coming back, who keep looking for insights. I had a couple of people I've actually worked with month after month in the ideal game relationship. I worked with some guy named Steve for 9 months, and mm-hmm. his girlfriend got married. So I have a really strong track record. And the ideal, my goal in relationship counseling and doing this kind of work is to save relationships, not to tell two people you're not compatible, not like that, because I've seen too many things in the mm-hmm. equation that tell me that these two people have crossed paths, and most of the time it's just communication. Like you said before, communication is hard to communicate your wants, needs, and desires when you really don't know what they are, or even to the point where you don't know who you are. And I've seen
mm-hmm.
these.
That's the big one.
And
yeah.
with the relationships I've been in with, I think, and it's, we're not, and it's, I tell them all the time, it's not the idea of being egotistic or self-centered. There is a time when your life has done this, and you've worked so hard to get to a point in your life where you do know everything within those situations. I don't know every freaking thing in the world about mm-hmm. every person, and I don't really need to. But I do tell you this, with the situations and relationships and stuff that I've done, to have a girl tell you that the reason she's mad at you is because you are right about everything and look at that as a bad thing, aren't we teaching, mm-hmm. aren't parents really teaching people the wrong thing? We had this other mm-hmm. day, I just feel like that relationship, if it was, I think the relationship between me and April would be different if people would treat her like an adult instead of treating her like a child. Because when she was, I think the biggest thing I think scared her was when she was here, I treated her like an adult. Mm-hmm. You know, I told her flat out, I said, I don't want you to work on the psychic lines, I just want you to live your dream. You don't have to, I mean, it's not the ideal, you have to pay rent or pay bills. I don't think about mm-hmm. that. I think about working and actually doing what I love to do. And I, mm-hmm. you know, I talk about
but you know, time. Here's the thing, Donnie, though, the other element of that is exactly what you said before. You know, yes, you may have a situation where there is an adult and parents, family, employers, everybody around them is treating them like a child. But that's because that's what they want.
Of course.
And that's what they manifest, and that's
what
they draw to them. They are not yet ready to maybe step into their power and say,
but
I want to control my life,
but
you know, and my destiny.
That's true, too, but just also look at the situation, okay? They've attracted everything in their lives to people to treat them as such,
mm-hmm.
okay? But we can't sit here and take out the equation. What was she also wanting in the process of attracting me in her life if that
mm-hmm.
she doesn't want to be that adult? So therefore, there's a wanting and a prompting from guides and angels and even herself is saying, I want to live as an adult. I want to live my dreams. Because if she
mm-hmm.
didn't, if she wouldn't have had those intentions that she put out there, it would never manifested and we would never cross paths. So
and you wouldn't have.
Right. So we can look at the situation and take it back one step and say, okay, she was ready. She just didn't want to take
it. Didn't think she was.
Right. So she said and said, nope, mm-hmm. I don't want to do this right now. I want to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I heard.
Right.
Not from her, but from her too. I've heard from everybody else that sits and said, you know something?
Mm-hmm.
I want to do what I want to do. I said, you listen to your guides? Angels? Yes. But I'm going to do what I want to do. They don't realize that every time they open their freaking mouth, the people who know what's going on is going to look at them going, okay, whatever. You're not really going to do what you're going to do because you keep saying it all the time. I want to do what I want to do. I want to do what I want to do. Well, why don't you sit down and take 10 minutes and really figure out what that means, because you've already had a prompting from your guides and angels that have put you in certain scenarios for that spiritual
mm-hmm.
growth that you're sitting there pushing to the side. Who would sit
right.
there and live, would put themselves in a psychic work and do psychic
mm-hmm.
readings thing and start looking at certain things of affirmations and all these things and see miracles and all this stuff going on and walk away from it? If it wasn't a person who's
mm-hmm.
has this equation about I want to do what I want to do, and that's the thing about selfishness can do. Selfishness will do nothing but keep you from where you really want to be and keep you from living the life you want to live. Because what you're doing at that moment of saying I want to do what I want to do and I want
mm-hmm.
to be happy is you're living according to people around you and according to
right.
the world. Because the spiritual lifestyle just gave you everything you wanted. And you walked away from that. You have to sit there and talk. You look at people. I think one thing I like about this show is the idea of pointing it out to people and saying, okay, just ask yourself the question, because these are the actions you just did. These are the things you're
mm-hmm.
walking away from in favor of what the world tells you, and then your life
right.
sucks. But the world is not working.
Right, and the other element of that, too, though, is, you know, that fear. Because oftentimes when you're listening to your guide energy, when you're listening to that angelic energy, the one thing that they have described to me and it's been explained to me, you know, in praying about this, is that when we, in human form, ask for something, the spirit world already sees it as already done. And so the reason why they may often prompt us to do things that appear impossible is because there are no barriers or boundaries in the spirit world. And in this physical reality, sometimes we put up those barriers and boundaries where they don't need to be. So it's kind of like if you can begin to look at whatever it is that you're being prompted to do, even if it scares you or frustrates you or pushes you out of your comfort zone, could it be because spirit, the true part of you, sees the end result and knows that no matter what the obstacles appear to be, you're going to jump over them or you're going to move past them. And you can kind of have that. You know, you can have what you want and desire because it's what your soul is going to be. I think that we can begin to see it as already done. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to, gee, I hope that it's going to work out and I'm going to cross my fingers and this is crazy. Because in the spirit world, they see it as already done. It's already done. It's already happened. We've already worked on it and put the energy in place. So you really just have to open the door and let us come in and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and help
well,
you out.
Well, that's the thing with the message. You know, the guides are telling you things, and you're not listening. And that's why your life keeps getting worse and worse, because they already
mm-hmm.
see the outcome. So there's, you know, that's what. So when you sit there and look at the situation, okay, the guides are saying, hey, we got an easier path for you to obtain your goals, and you're going to choose to go through all these obstacles and stuff, which you don't have to do. So it's the idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's your choice. You can listen to your guides or you can go through the freaking heartaches. But I guarantee you,
mm-hmm.
most of the time at the end of the day, if you're sitting there looking at yourself going,
right,
you're asking yourself, if I should be further along in my life than I am now, or why am I doing what I'm doing? You have to sit there and ask the question, because guides and angels are constantly talking to you. I mean, like they always say, God has never stopped talking or communicating with you. It's you choosing to listen or not to listen. And then
mm-hmm.
the idea of not listening over a period of time actually has a tendency to create a block that you can't hear guidance anymore. But that block is, but that's one of the block, the easiest blocks to let go of, because all you got to do is start listening again. And once you open up to start listening again, then the message will get very loud and clear. But, you know, I guess as light workers, it's also the one thing to tell everybody, too. You all want to have these fantastic lives. But ask yourself, realistically, if your life sucks right now, take a look at your life realistically right now and where you came from, and ask yourself, was there a period of time in your life where you were actually doing what you wanted to do? Where you lived the life you always wanted to do, and now you're not? It's a place, I always say, it's a place to start to make you realize that there was a decision, a thought, and I guarantee you at that moment you were listening to your guides all the time. And you started experiencing things very good in your life. Because, I mean, the things I get from my guides and angels is always like this. When you meet that significant one, it's not going to be flowers, and you're going to have this perfect life. But in the process of, you can't have a perfect life, but there's going to be obstacles to get through. And the idea of actually being with the right person at the right time is the idea of helping you understand that you're probably going to have those obstacles. But now, in the process of listening, you're going to get over those obstacles and those scrapes, those issues and that kind of stuff, probably a whole lot smoother than you would have in the past, because of the choices to listen, to realize, to embrace the person you're with. Because if you embrace, seriously, if you embrace the person that you're with for what they are, what you brought into your life, you're just embracing yourself. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, I think it's really, you okay there, Donnie?
No, it's just dry.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think that, you know, the one thing that I have found and I guess want to impress upon people is that if you have a dream or a goal or a desire and you know that you are being led from your heart and from your spirit to do and pursue something, don't let anything or anyone get in the way of making that a reality. Don't stop for anything. You know, don't stop for anyone. You know, and sometimes that means removing people from your life or not having as much contact with people as you would like to. But, you know, you got to keep the end game in mind and why you're on this planet and what you're hoping to create, you know?
You know? That's the thing about most people. I mean, shoot, I was sitting there watching a friend of mine. I was like talking all these things. At the same time, she was talking to me, and I'm sitting there going, you know something? I'm not dealing with this. I don't need this kind of attention. All I want to do is sit there and talk to you. I don't need to sit here and listen to this stuff. I said, when you want to sit down and talk to me, I said, call me on the phone later on. And she did. But it was one of those things of telling somebody and saying, you know something? I'm not trying to be disrespectful or nothing, but ask yourself, why do you need that kind of attention? Why do you need people always gawking at you? Why do you feel so insecure where you need all this attention? I guarantee you, when you start looking within yourself and you start listening to your heart and start following it, the one thing you're going to realize is all these people that you thought were friends were just manifestations of your insecurities. And then you're going to find out, I guarantee you, you'll find out one thing. I guarantee you that there was one person in your life that gave you the same attention as all those people. Because what you're trying to do is, it's like a sign from your guides and your angels saying, you had a situation and you had a life you were living, you had a person in your life, and you were getting just exactly what you wanted by being who you are and living your life purpose, that everything fall into place. And now you're in a situation now where you think you're trying to compensate that attention that you were getting by all this stuff, I guess you'd say. And you hope people come to the realization of realizing that they're keeping themselves from the one thing in their life they've always wanted, and it comes from one person. You know, people look at me like I'm crazy, but I've seen this situation before where we have a decision between two guys. Which one is it? And I would say neither one of them, because you're looking for a person. You're looking for one person to be with who has all the qualities of these two people. And that's the truth. It always pops in there. I actually have a friend also in the queue, too, just came in. And I want to bring them on the show. But I also want to sit here and tell everybody out there that I want to throw some things out here real quickly about information, how you can contact me and Nicole if you'd like. If you want to contact me for personal readings, private readings, you can contact me at 740-500-8863 or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. I do anything from group readings, parties. I also do one-on-one readings. You can either do those on Skype. Actually, we can do the parties and the group readings on Skype as well. It's a little bit working it out, but it's a really good experience. We can also do them in person. I do readings at my home. I have a nice place, space, where I do my readings and that kind of stuff. So therefore, if you're in the Colorado Springs area, Manitou Springs, Colorado, Old Colorado City, even Denver, if you want, you can come down and get a reading with me in person. Right now, we have a great special going on for August, which is $75 for 75 minutes. We can also knock that down in smaller variations if you like to, like 25 or 25, 45 minutes for 45 minutes. We also have the manifestation meditations where we teach you how to manifest at will and teach you how I do it, because I have things happening all the time. And I've actually had a lot of my friends are just like, you're Mr. Manifestation. So therefore, I've come up with this way I can actually sit down with you both and also give you the same experiences and the same way of doing the same thing that I do. Okay? And right now we have a special going on where you get 5 sessions right up front for only $100. These are 30-minute sessions. And they usually go for, they probably usually go for like $30. So if you look at the situation of 5 sessions for only $100, it's a great deal. We also have the same thing with the 90-minute sessions. If you just like to have a lot more time, or if you just like to have, because I do past life regressions, which is meditations and also hypnosis and the idea of taking you back to past lives. We also do life coaching. We do relationship counseling. I also have a thing that I created myself called relationship compatibility palm readings. So if you want to take advantage of those 90-minute sessions, please do so. Right now, they're only $77 for the 90-minute sessions, which is a great deal. But you can also get 3 sessions up front, especially for life coaching and relationship counseling. I always recommend at least 3 sessions up front. And right now, you can get 3 sessions for only $150. And most of those sessions go for $150 a piece. That's regular price. Now it's only $77 for one, but you can also get 3 of them for only $150. Okay, so give us a call at 740-500-8863. Or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We also are looking for sponsorships. If you'd like to sponsor the show, it's like a $45 fee to sponsor the show and help us actually, we're trying to really move it up to a more of a pro show where we can actually reach more people so we can actually, the message actually hits more people and the idea of more promos. So if you want to be a part of that whole thing and work with us to keep that message going on and I guess it's like a group effort, that kind of thing, we'd love to have you as a sponsor. Okay, and we also promote you. If you have a service or a product or anything like that, we also promote you as well. Also, the situation, if you want to just donate to the show, please do so. We have donations that go on all the time, and I always tell people if you donate $25 or more, I'll give you a 30-minute reading. If you donate $40 or more, I'll give you a 40-minute reading. So, therefore, whatever is good for you is good for us, so just keep us all in mind. So, on that note, just give us a call, 740-500-8863. Or contact us through the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Okay, Nicole, I'm pretty sure you have some information so they can reach you too as well.
Sure. So if you'd like to connect with me for an intuitive reading, you can go to nicolebowman.biz. My last name is spelled B as in boy, O-W, M as in man, A-N. And just go to my readings page. You can purchase the reading right there. We'll connect, and I will do the reading for you. Readings are available on a sliding scale. So I do full-length readings. They're 60 minutes in length, and it's whatever you can comfortably pay starting at $50. So if you can pay $50, you pay that. If you can pay more than that and are led to pay more, you're welcome to. But I do it on a sliding scale to keep it affordable, and that's how you can connect with me. And the readings center on your self-empowerment and your personal growth. So I will answer psychic questions about love and relationships and money and things of this nature, but we always do it from the perspective of what energy are you putting out, what are you attracting, and what are you drawing to you in order to manifest and create your reality. So it's really about empowerment, and it's about growth and realizing you create your reality. So if you're interested, I would absolutely love to work with you. And once again, that is nicolebowman.biz.
Okay. No problem. My friend is. I have a friend on the line called Nikki. Nikki,
oh, cool.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Say hello to Nicole. She's my friend. We've known each other for over 3 years, I think, now.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Nikki. How's it going?
It's going okay.
You sure?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that too, Nicole. That we've known each other for a long time, a lot longer than I thought. It's been a while.
It will be 2 years in September.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Nikki actually works on a random, and she does psychic work too as well. So.
Cool.
Yeah, so she's actually come in my chat room, on a random, and I guess going forward, she keeps telling me that she's my biggest fan.
That must be a secret, Donnie.
I know, but you came on the show last time you were on the show, and you told everybody, so.
Well, yes, I had to tell everybody I was a big fan. I was excited to talk to you.
Okay, so what you're saying is I don't say it, I have to let you say it, and then we'll just go with that, okay? I'm sorry.
Gotcha. Yeah, I understand.
All right, no problem. I respect you, and that's your line. That's you. That's what you believe in. So therefore, I appreciate it too. I really do.
Oh, anytime, Donnie. I'm glad you appreciate it.
Yeah, Nikki's probably been getting kind of crazy lately because I've been asking her a lot of questions and insights to a situation I've been going through. So I also wanted to sit here and tell you too. I really appreciate your time and how you've helped me out through the situation. I think I would have found a cliff by now. And jumped. Probably would have looked for a place with water because I'm not that kind of person, but, you know. I still would have jumped anyway just for the hell of it. But so, Nikki, you've been listening to the show and stuff, so what do you think?
I love the show. I've been listening to it since about last week. Yeah, I love the show.
What did you think about the show today?
I love it more than I did last week because basically I was hearing the conversation you were talking about with the person that you was involved in, and I was listening to all of that. I loved it. I love it.
So it's the idea that I want to sit here and take the situation as a learning experience as well to help everybody else understand what they're going through.
Yeah.
So
it really was a big eye-opener.
That's good. I also want to tell everybody out there, too, we still got 23 minutes and 13 seconds, and right now we're talking to Nicole, my friend from Florida. She's around the Orlando area. I'm talking to Nikki here. I'm Psychic X Journeyman, your host. This is my show, Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link Talk Radio, here on Block Talk Radio. It's now 7:37 p.m. It's actually 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time. And today's date is 8/10/2012, and it's about... Oh, I don't know, about 75 degrees here in Manitou Springs, here in the Colorado Springs area. So if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about a lot of things. But also, if you just tuned in, we'd also like to have you come on the show and get a reading. So just give us a call, 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. Like I said before, to begin the show, also the thing that Nicole was talking about with the idea of people coming to me for private readings, I'm also a person that I tell you to go to my website, but don't be intimidated by the prices. If you call me and you have a certain price on your mind that you want to do this thing with, and you don't, because I feel like what's more important here is for you to get the reading and get the answers and information to your questions and the advice that you've been seeking and that kind of stuff. So therefore, whatever people come to me, I always say, get a backbone. Say exactly what you want and look at this as a situation of a prime example of manifestation in the quickest form of asking for what you want and watching yourself get it, because I've never turned anybody down. Also, I wanted to sit here and talk about people who have gifted children. I work with people to help them understand their gifted children, but I always believe that if you have gifted children, I guarantee you I can also find that you also have gifts too as well. I work with my guides, and my spirit guides, my angels, and that kind of stuff. Well, we can actually look within the situation and find out what's going on in the whole situation, even if it's lack of communication. So therefore, think about that, because I like to work with people and really get the insights to the thing, because we got so many, especially right now, indigo children, we got crystal children, rainbow children, and a lot of people are just kind of like baffled by the whole situation of not really knowing how to proceed or what to even do. So it can drive you crazy.
Right.
So Nikki, did you have any questions you'd like to ask me and Nicole?
No, I just love listening to the show.
Okay, no problem. We have two people that just popped into the queue. I'm trying to figure out if they're the same people or not. I'm not sure, because this is the way it goes. The area code is the same, but the last number and the phone number itself is not. So that's interesting. It looks like one person might just be listening. But let's just go and take some calls. Okay. This is area code 708. You have the last number 1 in your phone number, and you're on the air right now. Welcome to the show, and say hello to Nicole and Nikki.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Nikki. This is Randy from Chicago, and that's actually my wife is the other caller there with a very similar number. But I was looking for a question. I've been unemployed for a while, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to break back into the job market and what avenues I should be looking down.
Mm-hmm. You know, I always sit here and look at the situation like this, and how people formulate things with the words they say. And the idea of changing that formulation of those words to something more positive, and the idea of changing it from instead of breaking into it, because it's like I can see a picture of somebody with a hammer banging on the freaking wall and trying to break into it, but it's not going to work with you because the hammer keeps bouncing back. So there's a lot of confusion there. But when I sit there and look at the situation, it keeps saying that in some ways you're kind of like focusing on something that you think you have to do. And I feel like what you really want to do is kind of like being pushed to the side in favor of something happening very quickly. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. So the energy I'm getting around it, too. I'm sorry, Donnie, did you have something else you wanted to add?
Yeah. I'm just saying what he needs to really focus on right now, the idea of changing the course of things and how they play themselves out, is he needs, I think it was what we were talking about before in the beginning of the show, is the idea of focusing on what you really want to do, what really makes you happy, and what's really going to really generate the income you want to, because this is a proven fact. And every time you put out anything and put love into anything you want to do, we don't realize that that is the one energy that's actually attracting everything to us. People love us. Situations love us. My favorite affirmation is, every good thing you desire comes to you. If it doesn't come to you, then it's not good for you. And I know, Nicole, you shouldn't, don't say anything about my situation of what I should sit back and listen to myself. But for Randy, that's the thing I get the most. Okay, I'm going to stop, and you go ahead, Nicole, and tell me what you feel.
Yeah, well, what I was connecting with, Randy, is I was actually connecting with the energy of sales around you. Like, there is something about your energy where I do actually feel like you're a natural-born salesman. That comes through very clearly. In terms of work,
I'm horrible at sales.
No. What's coming through? But the thing is, you have to sell yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
You have to sell yourself. That immediately comes through. You've got to do that. And also what they're showing is, and it's interesting, and this is something you might want to look into, because sometimes this will push you past your comfort zone. And I think the frightening part about sales is that you feel like you need to sell yourself, or you're connecting with products or things that you don't necessarily believe in, and that's frustrating you, and you don't want to be rejected. But what I do get very strongly in terms of what you need to do, the job to me, like what I'm sensing and feeling around you, does not feel full-time. I actually connect more with what feels like a part-time position, a part-time job. I'm not getting the strong impression that it's necessarily in the field that you want to be in. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not feeling it in that sense. What I am getting is that I do feel like it's going to be sales. It's something that feels like it's connected to research. I mean, I'm not research, retail, or something connected with stocking or warehouse work, something along those lines, and it does feel like it's part-time in nature. I don't know that it turns into something full-time, but it's an energy of something to get you through, and I specifically want to jump to the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, those particular times. There's something about getting part-time work at retail locations during that time, so it's kind of an energy of just biting the bullet and doing what you have to do in the meantime to get where you want to be. But there's an energy of sales and business around you. They also show, just in terms of like how you live your life, you have very clear opinions, and your energy feels like more of that of a free thinker. But what they're showing is, you know, it's very necessary for you to begin to sell yourself and to ask yourself quite honestly, what are my gifts, what can I do, and what do I have to offer? But I would look more for part-time work. This will get you through in the meantime. In terms of something more full-time, I'm not really getting the sense or feelings that anything happens until the spring of 2013. But for the part-time, I see something right away. It feels like it could be as early as September, but you just have to kind of, you got to move beyond what you want to do right now, do what you need to just in the meantime. And then, you know, later on, I think you're going to segue back. May I ask also, what is your life's aspiration or your life goal?
To be able to not have any debt, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Just the security of my family, you know.
That's one thing I was picking up the most, and the idea of changing his perception or what he should be focusing on is not the idea of the word debt at all. He should be focusing on success and also looking at the situation of himself and who he really is as a very successful, deserving, worthy person, and the idea of what he wants to do and obtaining his goals. Because I feel with the situation.
I have another question for Randy, too, but career-wise, what is your aspiration?
Good question.
If you knew that you couldn't fail at it, if you knew you couldn't fail and you knew you would be successful at it, what would you do?
Or just take it a different way of looking at it like this. If there was something that you love to do and you could turn it into a business that you knew that you could be successful at, what would it be?
Oh, boy. See, I don't even know.
What you need to do, Randy? You need to sit down, get you a pad and pencil, and start writing this stuff down. And then when you finally come to a point where you found something that you love to do, then you start writing down ways to make it a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a funny feeling you're going to be surprised at what you come up with and the idea of how easy it is to actually obtain that goal a lot more. Because one thing I want you to do right now is I don't want you to think about the things that you got to have in order to do that, to create your own business. I want you to think about the business that you want to do, okay? I want you to sit here and think about it, just the thought. Because, see, the thing is, I had a show back in November about 2 years ago called Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. And it was the idea when you change your perception, you always change the outcome of the life. And it's the idea of determining exactly what you want, what your goals. And my favorite affirmation right now is, my income always far exceeds all my wants, needs, and desires now and always. So therefore, if I always know what my wants, needs, and desires are, my income automatically, by saying that affirmation, is always far exceeding my wants, needs, and desires. So therefore, I'm always taken care of. Well, I haven't got paid with my check. That's a different story. But with the situation and everything going on, the one thing that my friends are always amazed about is how I manifest things in my life, because I've changed my perception and realizing that money is a tool, but I don't need money to obtain all my wants, needs, and desires. They can also be given to me. I just had someone give me a 28-inch digital television, just gave it to me, because I said I was getting cable, but I didn't have no television. She goes, now you do. I went to the store with her the other day, and I walked in and got my food, but I didn't have enough money at that moment to get my body wash. And I was sitting there telling her this, just casually talking about it, and she said, what are you still standing here for? I said, what do you mean? She goes, go get the body wash. Before the day was over with, everything I had set out to get that day, no matter if I had the money or not, I still walked in this door with it. Okay? That's why I always stress to everybody, these manifestation meditations I work with everybody to do, I can teach you how to do the exact same thing with your own life and the idea of attaining and manifesting daily. Not just the big things, but just simple things of body wash, of how they can actually easily easily come to you. It's just the idea of your attention and your perceptions of opening up all the doors. Because most people say, I can't be prosperous or abundant unless I have a job. At that moment, they just close all the windows and doors, except for the one that says job. And I always tell everybody that I'm not sitting here telling you these things because they're great deals or they're great fantastic ideals or they're just, you know, inspirational things like that I've gotten from books. I live this every day. The apartment I'm living in right now, I actually got this apartment. I lived in it for almost 2 weeks before I actually paid for it. And I signed the lease when I moved in, but I didn't pay any money until 2 weeks later. Now, some people say it's impossible, but see, you just heard it is possible. I actually lived in an apartment once where I just walked in the place and said, you know, I'd like to have this place. And the guy looked at me and says, you got any money? I said, you know, he said, no, he was pretty perceptive too, but he looked at me and says, you have no money, do you? I said, no, I don't, but I would love to have this apartment. I come to saying it over and over again. I would love to have this apartment. Well, he walked out for 5 minutes because I thought he was mad at me because he showed me his apartment, and I thought he was mad at me because I didn't have any money. Well, he came back in 10 minutes later, and he said, my maintenance man's drunk again. He said, man, if you finish painting his apartment, I'll let you move in right now. And I actually got an apartment. My friend sat there and go, did it have running water and a bathroom? I'm like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. When I sit there and manifest things, I manifest the best. It's like right now, I have a digital 28-inch television, okay? And it's one of those things where this is like, it looks brand new. So when you sit there and manifest things, you don't have to manifest things as we've been taught to settle. And right now, with the situation I can see with you, Randy, is you haven't really determined what you really want to do with your life, so therefore you're settling whatever can make ends meet because it's actually details for what you just said. And, you know, you want to be in a situation where you're no longer in debt. If you use the word debt, it doesn't matter how you use it, you never take a negative word and put it in a positive affirmation. It's your job to sit there and catch yourself every time you open your mouth. To sit there and take anything negative that came out of your mouth and turn it into a positive affirmation. This is what we call honoring your negatives, where you honor the negative. Okay, I said that. And also realize where it came from. Okay, that's how I used to think. Now I want to change my perception. So you take the negative and you turn it into a positive affirmation. Therefore, you've just changed your life. You've also healed yourself emotionally and mentally because you've changed your perception just on that small scale. And pretty soon what you're going to see is you're going to see your life changing drastically by just keep making these changes. And I think when Nicole says part-time stuff, I think the reason she's picking up on part-time stuff because there's also other stuff that you need to work on within yourself, and you need that time for yourself.
It will give you the time. Yeah, it'll give you the time to kind of think about what you want to do and how you want to do it, but your needs and desires will be met. So you won't feel like you're at a crunch. But I just strongly sense and feel, though, that, you know, if you do that and do give yourself time to think about what you want and where you genuinely want to go, opportunities are going to present themselves and show up. It's almost like the more you work at it or focus on it, the luckier you're going to get. So use the time, because I strongly feel like you're going to get a part-time position. You're going to be offered something. The energy feels like it's probably going to be through the holidays, though. So I'm not certain if it'll go through January. It may only take you through to the Christmas, but strong feeling that it's going to be through the holidays. I would immediately start looking for places right now. Don't discount or discredit yourself or tell yourself you're not qualified and you can't. The reason I say this is because I keep being shown a picture of what feels like an overnight shift. I don't know if you've ever walked into grocery stores or department stores and they'll have something that says an overnight shift, experience, you know, no experience necessary or experience preferred, but we'll train. That's what I keep being shown. So I would look in those arenas and see what's available and use that in the in-between time to figure out where exactly you want to go. But I keep seeing the energy of sales around you, creativity, and I also just sense and feel like whatever it is you're doing next, it's going to be connected with marketing. You could be marketing yourself. You could be marketing a product. But it's going to push you past your comfort zone where you're going to be face-to-face with people and sort of saying, will you invest in my product? Will you invest in this? And I feel like it's happened possibly this year on how you feel and where you're at. It could be as late as spring of 2014, but I'm connecting more with what's coming up in 2013 for you based upon, like, the energy that you're presenting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, but
you're welcome.
I just want to say to Randy, too, also, that like Nicole said at the beginning of the show, you know, when we do readings and stuff, it's what you brought to the table. So all the work that you start doing after this point can also change the outcome of these situations.
Mm-hmm.
In a more positive way when you start changing your perception. So therefore, what we're picking up now is the energy you're bringing to the table right now. It's this moment. So therefore, like I said before, I was picking up a lot more with the idea of changing these perceptions, how they're going to change things out. So therefore, the things she was picking up in January, I'm not saying it would be wrong. I'm saying you have the way of changing that outcome where it could actually be something more concrete. But see, right now at this moment, like you said before, you really haven't determined exactly what your goal is, what you, you know, what you really want to do, and that kind of stuff. But I feel like once you do, it changes the whole outcome and everything to the point where you're going to have some different, more positive opportunities that are actually going to fall into place, that are actually going to bring to the light of things that you've always wanted to do with your life that you never thought you could. That's what I like about the ideal changing perception. It starts putting you in a different light of starting to see the possibilities instead of seeing things for what you got to do. Because how would we put this? It's the ideal seeing things for what they are, and your perception starts coming across and saying, okay, now I can see the possibilities of the things I can do instead of the things I have to compromise to take.
Mm-hmm.
That's
excellent.
What I was saying.
I hope so.
So, Randy, let me ask you a question. How did you hear about us?
Just through Blog Talk Radio.
Really?
So it wasn't Facebook.
Yeah. I'm about ready to cancel the Facebook app completely. But, well, I think sometimes in the process of doing, I mean, I think that, I don't know, it just seems like it's there and that kind of thing. We're trying to put out positive energy. And maybe the idea of coming through an avenue that maybe not as positive as people think. And maybe we should change that all together. I don't know. But I was just thinking about the whole thing myself. So it's just one of those things. You look at it and you take care and do what you got to do and that kind of thing. So I'm just saying, I was just kind of curious of where you heard from us at, trying to get an ideal of where people come
no.
about. I keep hearing it all the time.
Always
people say,
good
I just,
to know.
Yeah. But I just kind of fell on top of you. I'm like, oh, they have a tendency to rephrase and say, no, I just kind of like fell into the situation and found you on Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
And I've actually gotten a lot of people from Miranda, too, that keep coming to the show. And Nikki's one of them. So there's definitely an energy there, a gravitation or something. But when I start seeing people who have a tendency to try not to let themselves gravitate toward this, I always wonder what they're trying to fight within themselves, because it seems like it's always an internal conflict. I would say, okay, here's something positive, but I got to hang on to the negative. Have you ever, how about you, Randy? Do you think sometimes that you have to, there's some things you put yourself into? Like, for example, I had this one person that was sitting there talking about work. I got to work 9 to 5 because that's what the world says. And then when you sit there and look at the situation and realizing that you're counting your hours, you're counting your paycheck, and you can't figure out how come you can't get past from week to week, because realistically, that's all you're focusing on is week to week, 40 hours, 80 hours. I got to make $400 this week to pay this, and this. And I always tell people one thing you need to do in order to get ahead is forget your bills. Forget they exist. The funniest thing I found about letting go of your bills and forgetting them, they have a tendency to always get paid. And then my focus is I have this affirmation. It says all my bills, maybe I got to look that up real quick. I got to make sure I said this right because I want to make sure it's right. I don't want to sit there and say anything else beyond and say wrong.
If you say it wrong, that's just unacceptable.
Well, I don't want to sit there and say it that way. One thing about my freaking stuff right now is I have 3 journals with the same cover, so it's kind of hard to find the right one. Okay. I am boundless in reading notes on it. There's one I have I use all the time after I say something. I always sit there and say, after I focus and visualize something, I always say, this or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. So be it, so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So whatever I'm focusing on, I always try to, sometimes I try to make it as simple as possible. And for some reason, I can't find it. I know it's right here. Because I always know I'm right on the verge of finding it, because I start getting that weird feeling. Here it is. I am a mighty money magnet, and oceans of money engulf me now. The one I was looking at here says, okay, where's it at? All right. With great delight. Oh, here it is. I happily see every bill paid. Okay? I see every bill paid in full. Paid now. But I changed it a lot while back, and everything started changing. I happily see every bill paid 3 months in advance. Now my Skype is paid a year in advance on all my Skype. I have on my laptop, it's paid 3 months in advance. And I just started focusing on this one affirmation and started watching that things started popping into place where everything started getting paid, not just once a month, but it was also three or four, now it's actually 12 months in advance. And even to the point where I've actually been focusing on changing perception on my house that I want to buy, where I sit there and say, I'm not buying a house. I say, I'm now happy and grateful for that, for my brand new home that has all the amenities, the neighborhood, all that I need, because I'm blessed. I'm grateful and blessed, but I also am thrilled with, I'm also thrilled that it's also paid in full, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the idea of buying a house right out. When you start changing all those perceptions, it is amazing how things start changing. And like I was sitting there listening to Jack Canfield, he said, don't get cynical. Don't get cynical, because he said the first time he started doing this, he was actually focusing on, he was trying to create an income of $100,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And he said his first year, he says some people will get cynical because he didn't make $100,000 that first year. But see, he went from making $8,000 a year to making $93,000 a year. Okay, so he didn't hit his $100,000, but there definitely was a major change in his perception, and also in his life and his income. So therefore, you couldn't sneeze at that. But most people will. They'll sit there and say, "Oh, this didn't work because I didn't get to $100,000." There was one lady who also sat there and said she was trying to manifest a better relationship between her and her daughter, okay? Well, she was looking for this major, major change between their relationship so they could be really close like they was before. Well, in the process of her doing her affirmations and stuff, they did get closer. It just wasn't as close as she thought it should be. But mm-hmm. She didn't realize there's also with certain things with manifestation. I was actually talking to a friend of mine who was also talking about healings, and it's amazing how some healings will happen instantly and some healings will happen over a gradual time, because the person
right.
needs to also learn something in the process of being healed. So if a person can
exactly.
learn it, if a person can learn
yeah.
it instantly, they will. If a person needs that 6 months progression to get through the whole thing to actually appreciate it more, then that's what will happen, because if it happens instantly, then the person doesn't learn anything. And that's the whole thing about the situation. So if you're going to go through some progressions yourself, but it's also, these are learning experiences to help you realize that you are on the right path and to keep going, because things are changing. They might not happen
right.
overnight, but then again, they might happen overnight. So you need to take the situation for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Randy? Hey, Randy.
Yeah, thank you.
I was like, okay, Randy, did you fall asleep? But
No, I didn't fall asleep.
She was just caught in thought. I got you. But anything, I hope we helped you out. And if you ever want to sit down and do a private session with either one of us, you know, don't hesitate to contact us. And like I said before, right now, I know with the situation you got going on, whatever you bring to the table, I know we can work with you.
All right. What's your guys' website?
Mine is www.psychicxdirtyman.com. If you want to, you can call me directly on my phone line, which is 740-500-8863. And Nicole?
Mine is NicoleBowman.biz. So that's NicoleBowman.biz. And you can just go to my readings page.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I'm hoping we help you out. But I always tell people, in the idea of doing private sessions, I can do all kinds of stuff, meditations. I have a lot of chakra things that I work with. I have chakra chanting I teach people how to do. Well, chakra chanting is really cool because you can do that anywhere. I had a friend of mine, actually, she did it in the car, and she felt happy afterwards. So, you know, it's amazing how we do those kind of things and how much time we can actually put into the situation and helping you realize that as you're doing the chakra chanting, it's also a great meditation to also relax. And then from that point on, you can pretty much do anything you want to, and also with the manifestations and your intentions and focusing on those kind of things, it makes the procedure a whole lot easier. So keep that in mind.
Excellent. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Did your wife want to say anything, or is she just listening?
No, she was just listening. We were listening online, and then when I called in, we didn't want to have the computer speakers on in the background.
Okay, no problem. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for being here, but we're about ready to get out of here, because actually the show just ended, and now we're in recording mode. So thank you for being on the show, and
all right, thank you.
Please contact us if you want to do the private session, but definitely get back with us and check in with us sometime on the show and give us an update on what's going on in your life, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a fantastic night. Bye-bye now. All right. We are going to be going. Thank you, Nicole, for being here. Fantastic. It's always great having you here. It's like motivation to keep me.
Yay.
No, I thought it was a fantastic show. And I feel like
I thought it was great, too.
I was like, we sort of look at the situation. I think we can tap on personal matters, but we can also bring it to the masses and the idea of showing people that these things are not just happening to our lives, but also happening in theirs, too, as well, to help them understand that we do understand on many levels, not just being psychic and intuitive, but we've also experienced the same thing they have. So it's great. So I wish you could actually do this more often with me, because it would be great, because it's like the ideal. Most people, earlier Dee was here, and she popped in the room, and I've already gotten too many complaints. And it's not the idea of trying to be mean to her or nothing like that. I just don't know how to approach her. And I feel like there's been some things that are said that she knows about, so therefore we could also look at the situation of consequences of someone's actions. One night she actually said some nasty things under her breath about me, of telling me to basically shut the F up, that she didn't think everybody heard. And it came across very clearly, and because everything on the show, if you say it on your breath, if you're on the mic, it emphasizes everything. And April was here, and she was like, was that an EP, you know, EPA, or one of those voice things? And I said, April, I know exactly who that was. I heard the voice, I heard the energy, and I heard the hostility. Because I was, like I do, you know, when I'm on the show, I'm sorry, but when these messages come out, they come out. I mean, I told April, I said, if you're ever on the show and you're sitting there to tell me something or you're picking something up, I know how you are, but you have a tendency to pick up things. And then if you don't get to say them when you want to say them, then you have a tendency to forget those things. And I said, I think you need to work on that, because I don't forget nothing. And but I said, you know, do that. And I said, Dee sits there and she gets angry because she can't get a word in edgewise. And I said, you know something? Maybe it's telling you you need to be more assertive. Say something. But it's also the idea of respect. Of saying, okay, be respectful. That a person is giving a message that's more or less being prompted by his guides and angels to say, this is what's going on. This is how, if I feel passionate about something, and all of a sudden it just starts flowing, it needs to be said. And it has nothing to do with respect. And I was trying to tell everybody, if you don't like it, then I'm sorry, it's my show. But it's the idea that I guarantee when you're up, I might say something real quick because I pick up stuff very quickly, but most of the time I try to keep as much time as you can. I mean, I might have cut in a couple of times with you, but it was just certain, like when you're sitting there saying things to him, all of a sudden these things just start popping out, especially when he said something about he wants to get himself and his family out of debt. And just the word debt, very quickly, boom, nope, you need to get rid of that word.
Right, yeah, and maybe make the focus more on, but it's interesting, though, because I definitely feel like at some point he's going to find what that is, you understand, like whatever that is, that if he really enjoyed it, he can make a business out of it. And I actually like the way that you phrased it, where you said, think about what you love, and if you could turn it into a business, what would that be?
Thank you.
You know, because but it's very true, because when you think about that, it really opens up lots of different ideas for how you could do something and make it a reality. So I feel like he will do that and get wherever he wants to be or needs to be.
So do I. And that's why I was trying to also stress to him, too, that he didn't have to start at the bottom by changing his perception. He can start anywhere he wants. So therefore, the opportunities will be presented to him just that way, too, as well. It's also telling everybody that everything happens in my life, and the ideal thing is happening very slowishly, and all the things happening and that kind of stuff. So I do have to see the whole thing, or intimidated by it, not realizing that what I'm doing is I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. So therefore, by putting my energy out, you do nothing but attract to you everything you desire that keeps coming to you, because it's happening out of the energy of love. It's also trying to tell people, too, that your life sucks because you're attracting things out of negativity, and also you're attracting things out of hatred. So if you've walked in, you know, like we could sit, we won't mention any names, we'll just sort of say, like, if you've walked away from a situation because that you felt jealous or intimidated, those are negative energies. So therefore, whatever happens afterwards is your own fault. But I'd like to do it like this. Everything in your life is your fault, but that also means the good things, too. It was all your intent. So therefore, what you need to do is focus on all those positive things that happen in your life and try to create more of those.
Right. And it's, you know, it's the power, you know, understanding the power that you really have to draw things to you.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. Well, I'm going to get off the line.
Like I said before, I didn't mean to embarrass you on the line by saying I love you, but I just love you and what you're all about. Because I know you have all this stuff going on in your life and that kind of stuff too, but
yeah.
I think you're about to be fine. It's just the idea of telling you that no matter what happens in your life, you always have somebody who's going to see you for who you are and love you unconditionally no matter what. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Donnie. I love you too.
I'm just saying. I could look at people going, my friend Lucy does the same thing. She goes, I love you. Now she'll say it, but when she's in a relationship with somebody, she won't, she'll go, I love you, but just as a friend. I'm sitting there going, Lucy, I know how you love me. So it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just go hang out with your boyfriend and that kind of stuff. And don't feel like you've cheated on him because you have a good friend in your life who sees you for who you are. And if I don't see you because you're hanging out with your boyfriend, I won't hold it against you. That's the thing. I don't hold it against you. You want to hang with your friends and that kind of stuff? You're with your significant other. That's the point. That's the number one person in your life. That's who you're supposed to hang out with. That's what people sit or go. It's kind of amazing how people get threatened. I don't know if I can give my attention to one person. Yeah, you can. Why don't you let go of all those insecurities that make you think that you can't?
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the thing I like the most about as people listen to this in the archives. To listen to it very quickly and very slowly, whichever way you need to take it in. When you are comfortable being by yourself and you're comfortable with who you are, you will find somebody else who will come to you who also feels comfortable with being by themselves and who they are. And you two come together, you will create something fantastic and very special. So on that note, it's all taking a leave, and thank you everybody for being here. Thank you, Nicole, for being here. I appreciate it. I'm going to play some music.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So anytime you want to come in here, please do so, because it's like I think it just really just brings more to the show, okay?
Well, thank you, Donnie, and I'm going to take you up on that.
I wish you would. Okay, we'll sit here and say we're going to say goodbye to everybody. We're going to sit here and say, you know something, like I always say before, it's like one of those things of focus on loving yourself, and you'll have no problem loving anybody who crosses your path, and you always see God within yourself because you see God in everybody who passes by. Okay, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every night, and give love where love is given, and we'll see you guys tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, where we'll do it all over again. So see you guys then, and here's some music for you from Kansas called Child of Innocence. Bye-bye now.
Bye, guys.